can't hear me. You couldn't hear me. You couldn't hear a thing I was saying. I'm just talking to my... Oh, wonderful, Debbie. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So there was no audio. Well, I hope I recorded the audio for you, but in case I didn't, I'll just repeat myself. Whoa, this is Debbie Quain from Confetti Radio. I just realized there was no audio going on, so I apologize. Whoa, it's going to be one of those days, or it's coming to the end of one of those days for me. So if you're listening to this, you can hear me now. Yeah, but could you hear me before? I don't think you could hear me before. I don't think the audio was there. I don't think I had the audio on for the live stream. Maybe I did, but okay. Thank you, Lun Ray. I hope I'm saying your name correctly for responding. Yeah. Oh, I hate when that happens. Okay. So if you're listening to this, then audio works for you. Please check out Audible as a great resource for getting an audio book online. And Audible is an Amazon company. So instead of having to read a book, you can listen to someone read you a book, whether it's fiction or nonfiction. And because you are the wonderful person that you are and you're listening to Confetti Radio, you can actually try Audible out for 30 days at no cost. And you'll get one free credit, which gives you a credit is equal to a book, and you can download that book and keep it whether you stick around with Audible or not. But it really is a great resource, a great way to get through your list of books that you may not have time to, you know, sit down and read. So the link you want to go to is confettiradio.com/audible. Okay, confettiradio.com/audible, and there you'll get the information. You'll sign up. 30 days free, get your download link and take it from there. Okay, great. One other resource I wanted to share with you, and I keep talking about it because I think it really is a great resource. I know it is firsthand. If you're new to the wedding planning business, even if you're not that new to the wedding planning business and you need an affordable way to make and receive your phone calls, please check out tryfreedomvoice.com. This resource will provide you with either a toll-free number or a local number plus a few extensions. So you can use your extensions for, you know, press one for this person, press two for another person, or press one if you are planning a wedding in the area, press two if you are a vendor or something like that. So the service is really affordable, less than $10 a month. You get a bunch of minutes that you can use within 30 days, and it's unlikely, unless you're doing a whole lot of, you know, conference calls and things like that, that you'll go over those the minutes that are included. But it really is a great way to get your business going, so you don't have to print your cell number or, you know, a private number on your business cards or on your website. You can just use this toll-free number, still receive calls on your cell phone number, but you don't have to promote your cell number. So check out tryfreedomvoice.com. Just like Audible, you get 30 days to check it out, see if it's for you, and then you can decide beyond that if you want to continue. Okay? All right. So today's show, short and sweet. I have to apologize about something else. I had the time. If you go to confettilive.com, right, you actually get, you can see a countdown of when the next show is. And for some reason, I must have set it for the wrong date. I set it for tomorrow. So it looked like the show wasn't going to get started until 8 p.m. tomorrow. So I had to go in there and change that drastically. So my apologies. Okay. So today I wanted to tackle two listener questions. And the first question came in from Jemima. And Jemima is in Europe. She didn't specify where in Europe, but she had a question about what the appropriate outfit is as a wedding planner. And she's also acting as the MC, master/mistress of ceremonies. So she asks, is there such a thing as a color dress code for us? And then she went on to describe the shape of her body and something she's not quite comfortable with. She also mentions that she loves colors, and she asks, is one extra colorful item like pale pink or pale mint allowed if neutral colors black, or if the neutral colors black, gray, blue are the must? And so basically she's asking, you know, what's appropriate. So, you know, when it comes to when you're getting dressed for your client's wedding, it's really your call. It's really your call. I've seen some wedding planners that are very flamboyant and are dressed to match the dress code of the event. So if it's an evening wedding, formal, they'll dress appropriately. They'll dress as they would, as if they were a guest. That's what I'm trying to say in my usual long-winded way. My feeling with regard to dressing for a wedding is I'm there to work. So I tend to stick to black. Black is my favorite color anyway. It's so slimming. However, I stick with black because it doesn't stand out, but it also sets, I want to be accessible to my clients and their guests, but I don't want to draw attention to myself. And black works for me. And black is the one color that's consistent. It's not like, you know, blue, where there are tons of shades of blue or another color, green or red. So I stick with black because it looks professional and everybody gets what color black is. And when I say everybody, I'm talking about my team, the event managers that are working the same event, working my client's event with me. So if I say everyone wears black, that's easy for everybody to come up with a color. Now, Jemima's mentioning that she's concerned about, you know, being, you know, washed out, I think, with the colors that she chooses based on her skin tone. I wouldn't worry so much about that if you're just working a wedding as a planner. But you all also mentioned, Jemima, that you are the master/mistress of ceremony. So you do have a visible role for this wedding. I'm not sure if you're referring to one wedding in particular or this, if this is a service that you provide to most of your clients anyway. So in that instance, then you may still want to sort of go, your outfit wants to match the style and the style of the wedding. What's the word I'm looking for? It's not style. It's the formality of the wedding. That's the word I'm looking for. So, you know, if you want to wear, it's totally up to you. It's totally up to you what works. But just remember that you need to be comfortable, and you never know when you're going to have to do something sort of out of the way. I tend to stick to trousers, pantsuits, because that means if I've got to get up on a ladder or bend over, I don't have to worry so much. With a dress, it's you know, you've got to be more conscious of that. So as I mentioned, my staff, everyone wears black. We have a name tag, so that helps identify us, so guests can address us by name. But also, we usually wear the same flower on our lapel. And with black, I tend to stick with cream, but it can be anything. It can be, we all wear, you know, a red rose or something like that. But it should be a consistent look so that you guys, you know, everyone resembles part of this team. But as I mentioned, I've seen some wedding planners that are dressed and they got the long formal gown. And what you might want to do, Jemima, is perhaps just wear something a little more formal for the ceremony, and then for the wedding reception, maybe you change into something else. But again, as mistress of ceremonies, then you may want to have something a little more elegant. But it's totally, totally up to you. You know, as a wedding planner running your own business, you get to make the call. So I don't think there's any rule per se. You can pretty much decide on your own what works for you. But I have found black seems to work, and it just makes it consistent for everyone across the board. Everyone gets that they've got, you know, everyone gets that. Everyone understands being able to wear, you know, they've got to wear black. So I think that was the main part of your question. And Jemima says, as I said, she's in Europe. So pale pink, pale mint, whatever works for you. You'll know if you have a face and you feel much more confident when you're wearing something that you know you look good in. So Your call. I'm not going to point that, you know, say you must do this or you must do that. But there isn't really a dress code. I just don't like to look flamboyant like I would if I were a guest. Okay, I hope that helps. Any comments in the chat, or, you know, if you have any questions, please feel free to post them. And if you're just joining, you can go to confettilive.com to join in the live conversation. Okay. Next question comes from Paola. I hope I'm saying your name correctly. And Paola has a really good, her question is a good one. I hear this often, or, you know, something close to this. And her question reads, when you are starting out as a wedding planner, I heard if you have no experience, that it's best to really charge a low rate or free of charge for the first few weddings to prove myself first. I'm just concerned that this may lead to exploitation. Not jumping for joy regarding this suggestion. What are your thoughts on this matter? I know you spoke about pricing and the importance of researching in an episode. Okay, great question. So, you know, it's sort of like the chicken and the egg. I'm new. I want to get clients. But, you know, the clients that want to hire me want to know if I have experience. And I don't have experience. So how does this work? So a lot of us make the decision to charge a low rate up front. And I did this too. And I really don't recommend it. But I get it. I understand it. And I think there are some other things that you can do to get experience and to determine what works for you as a planner. Let me say this. There are just a few instances where I think you should drastically reduce your rates or, heaven forbid, don't charge at all for your wedding. That's if you're going to get some outstanding testimonials and portfolio pictures. So your clients are going to be able to provide you with information that you can show to other clients when you become more established, that you can show, you know, I've done weddings, look at some, these are some of my pictures, and even better, here's some of the feedback from people that I've worked with. So that would be one exception. The second one is that if you were going to get such great exposure from doing this wedding or this event, that you're willing to do it for little to no cost. And that would apply if you're planning a wedding or planning an event for someone who's high profile or a celebrity or something like that. But you've got to get something major out of the deal. I think the concern for a lot of us is that if we don't have experience, we're not quite sure that we can justify charging someone. But here is the thing. If you are not comfortable in your skills, then maybe you're not quite ready to put on the wedding planner hat. And the thing is, I think a lot of us are very quick to jump into, I'm a wedding planner. I have my business. I'm going to get going. And then we sort of backpedal. Okay, now I've got to do this. Now I've got to do that. Whereas if you do it the other way around, things are going to be a little easier. So my suggestion is, if you don't have experience, that you plan events, you plan parties, you help others, maybe a wedding or so, but don't position yourself as a professional wedding planner yet. You position yourself as someone who's getting experience. You want to time yourself. You want to understand how long it takes you to do a particular task. This is very important because this will help you with your pricing when you are finally ready to start your wedding business. And then you'll get to see if this is really what you want to do, as opposed to jumping in, getting going, and then saying, this is not for me. I don't want to do this. So you've got, it's a tricky one. It really is a tricky one. So you've got to be honest with yourself and make sure you have those skills in place. But planning weddings does not require you to have business cards and to have a website and get all those things, you know, in place before you start working on weddings. You can do all of that as you're building up your business, as you're getting your operations and your fundamentals figured out. Because I think what a lot of us are missing as wedding planners is that we have to get, I'm going to use a word that sounds so non-weddingy, if that's even a word, is the infrastructure. Infrastructure. It's to get the inner workings of your wedding business all figured out. You've got to do this. Where are you going to set up? How are you going to take phone calls? How will you respond to someone who inquires about your wedding planning services? What are you going to do when someone signs a contract? What's the very next thing? How are you going to figure out a budget? How are you going to be in communication with your clients throughout the course of the wedding planning process? These are things you do need to take some time to figure out. And in the meantime, you can be blogging, you could be writing, you can be meeting vendors, but you do have to do those things as opposed to setting up your business and then trying to figure that stuff out. I don't get that. And a lot of us are doing it that way. This is still a business if you've gone that route. So treat it like a business. What other business would you just jump? You wouldn't just rent a space and start figuring that stuff out after. At least I hope you wouldn't. You would get those things done first. And the problem with us, with the wedding industry, it's not really a problem, but the issue is that because there is such a low barrier of entry, we tend to move very fast. We tend to move forward very fast, very quickly, without doing as much planning as we should. I'm not saying that you've got to sit around forever and figure this stuff out, but you do need to devote some time to figuring that stuff out. So getting back to Paolo's question is, if you do those things and let me actually mention one other thing. You want to go out and start meeting vendors. A lot of us are not going out and meeting vendors, because once you've meet vendors, they'll be able to tell you what's going on. They'll give you the lay of the land with regard to weddings in your area. But one thing that you can do that is really different with your wedding vendors is that you can offer your services. You want to spend some time and shadow them. You want to spend some time and work a wedding or two with them. So you can see how weddings work from their point of view. But more importantly, unbeknownst to them, or maybe beknownst to them, is that you're getting some experience, but you're also cultivating that relationship so that when a client comes along and asks, you know, how many weddings you've planned, you can simply say, I've worked with a few vendors in our area on several weddings. And you have. You're not saying that you were the lead wedding planner, but you've been involved in, you know, two or three or four weddings in your area. That's priceless. That's priceless. So doing that means that when you are ready and a client comes along who wants to hire you, you don't have to lower your prices because you have experience. You figured out some of the stuff that works. Having said that, please make sure again that you are ready to plan a wedding for someone else. Planning your own wedding or planning your sister's wedding doesn't instantly qualify you to do the same for someone who's going to compensate you. You've got to get this infrastructure in place. There, I got it. I said it without a problem there. You've got to get those things in place so that you can manage a budget. If someone has $20,000 for a wedding, do you know how to help them divvy up that money appropriately? Can you do that comfortably? Because you want to do that now before the client that has $50,000, $60,000 to spend on a wedding comes along. Or even if it's a smaller event, maybe it's not a wedding, you want to sit down and go through the budget planning process and getting all the logistics figured out so that when it applies to a wedding, you're comfortable. You're comfortable doing those things. And then you don't have to worry about lowering your fees. If you are confident in your skills and you are ready to plan weddings for others, then there's no reason to charge a low rate. There's no reason to do that if you've done some of the things that I suggested, because you'll have some feedback, not just from your clients, from the people that you've planned the weddings for, but the vendors that you've worked with. You can get them to write you a few testimonials. So you've got things going. If you're taking a wedding planning certification course and you've completed that, assuming it was comprehensive enough, then that qualifies you, you know, to have, you know, with regard to planning a wedding for someone else. Hopefully it's a wedding planning course that will do that. And I'm saying hopefully, because not all wedding planning courses actually prepare you to plan a wedding. Isn't that sad? But it's the truth. So Paola, I'm sure I'm botching your name. If you're not ready, then don't take on the role as a wedding planner. You take on the position as someone who is going to assist a friend or someone with their wedding. But what you want to do is to keep track of the tasks that you're doing, how long it's taking you to do certain things. And then you also want to list, if you're planning the event gratis, if you're not charging or if you're lowering your fee, you want to try get into the habit of listing what your fee would be. And then you have another line that shows the deduction for the discount. And then so that they understand the value of what it is that you're doing, so they can see that what they would have been paying for, that they are getting a great deal. And what this does, it discourages other people coming along saying, well, you did this wedding for, you know, Jackie and you only charged us such and such. But if you have it as a line item with a deduction, then it's evident that's not your regular rate. This is not what I normally charge. Okay. So I'm not a fan of the reduced free, a really low rate or free, you know, doing free. Stay away from free, you know, if you can. I mean, don't even, you know, not if you can, don't even do free weddings unless you're doing it as, you know, for a family member or a friend. And even then you want them to compensate you in some sort of way. And if, you know, great testimonials, not just, you know, Debbie was great, but give some specifics and definitely access to some photos, maybe video. If a professional videographer is there, maybe you can get the okay to use some of that. Video is very powerful. But, you know, try to stay away from that. You'll be resentful. If you're doing all that work and you're not getting paid, at some point you will become very resentful and, you know, say to yourself, wow, I should have charged. So try to get something out of the deal. If you are selling wedding invitations, get them to get the invitations from you. If you're doing bridal accessories, get them to do that, you know, get those from you. So you want to try to find a way to monetize if you can. But, you know, stay away from the free and low rate weddings. Okay. All right. I hope that helps. And you know what? I think we're actually going to get through with a 30-minute show tonight. I have a funny feeling something is off. I have a real funny feeling something is off because I'm looking at the chat. It just seems to be a little low key. I just want to check one other thing here. Make sure I've got, yeah, I don't know. Something seems to be off. See, I can see a lot of viewers watching, but I don't see a lot of viewers in the chat. So I must have locked off the chat. Oh, you're on the live stream chat? Why are you on the live stream chat? What? Why is everyone on the live stream chat? Oh. Oh, because no one could sign in? Okay. I don't know. I did everything that I thought I needed to do. I don't understand. Well, okay. I don't know. The chat is open, I think, on Confetti Live. It was blocked for a moment, but I believe the chat. See, live stream, I don't even look at that chat, but I guess I'm looking now. That's where all the activity is. Oh, look at that. Okay, I got to get off the live stream because it's going to play the audio back. Okay, I'm sorry. You know, Debbie, get it together. So I apologize that I don't know how I got that all tied up there. But do I need to go back to see if anyone had any questions in the live stream? Yeah, I don't. Oh, is anyone on an iPad or you know, on their iPhone? Because I think live stream does a better job of the you've been open. I don't understand. It's not open. Okay, I'm gonna try. I don't know. I'm looking at the chat, and I'm glad it's here. Let me pop it out if I can. Thank God for live stream, right? I knew my beautiful confetti listeners. I knew something was up. Okay, Debbie, yeah, that's real profound. But I knew something was up. Okay, let me just look at the live stream chat. Okay, pull that out here. It's not open. I don't know. Yeah, okay. I don't know. I did something off. But were there any questions here? Oh, a team uniform. Okay. There's no place to log in. I think I know what I did. I was trying to. I can go fix it now, but that would be pointless, right? It would be really pointless. I think I know what I did wrong too. Let me check one other thing. Oh, okay. Maybe. I'm not quite sure what I did. I don't know if it's any better now. It's locked out. So I apologize. I did everything I could, I thought, with. I just knew something was off. So let's see. I look like I'm on CNN. Confetti nonsense news or something. thank you. Oh, okay. Coalesce Creations is saying you're on a Samsung tablet and the video is. Okay, wonderful. Great. And let's see. Hi, Reggie. Reggie's there. Prelude to Bliss. I'm just kind of looking through. Okay. All right. I don't know. I thought I did everything I was supposed to do. And I apologize. But I don't know where you are in the world today. But I know D.C. Today was a beautiful day in Washington, D.C. I mean, close to 50 degrees, I believe. And then they're talking about all the snow that's coming. So that means, you know, there's not a loaf of bread to be had or, you know, a gallon of milk in the stores because everyone's cleared the shelves for all the snow that's supposed to come our way. It better come now, right? So, oh, you're in Chicago. So much snow. Yes, I heard Chicago was going to get, you know, it had been hit already. Oh, and lovely in Dallas, Texas. Oh, wonderful. Thank you for that. There you go. You got to love it. Okay. Okay. All right. Any other questions? And I am so sorry about the chat. Cold in Philadelphia. Yeah, right? You're on the East Coast. Okay. So listen, you know, I forgot to mention, I promised, but I said I was going to do an episode on Thursday offline. I'm not going to bore you with the details, but it didn't happen. So I haven't forgotten. I'm going to get around to doing that. So that episode last week and the one for this week coming up on Thursday. So if you didn't know, we do Confetti Live every Tuesday at 8 p.m., touch wood, God willing. However, I've started to record some episodes offline to catch up because there's so many topics that I wanted to try to squeeze in, and it's just not feasible to do that once a week. So I'm going to try to get some of those episodes in. Every now and then, what I'll do, I'll just go and record the show live, because when it's live, then it forces me just to say what needs to be said without editing. So, you know, every now and then, if you just happen, I don't think I'm going to bother emailing you because I don't want to email you to death, but maybe I'll text you if you're on the confetti list and let you know that I'm just broadcasting live if you want to listen in. Okay. Oh, someone has their first wedding in less than 75 days. Awesome. Awesome. It's a good feeling. Good luck. Good luck with that. I say good luck with that, but you know what I mean. Okay, so I'm going to wrap things up. So I'm going to post the other episodes for you. And there was something else I wanted to say. And, you know, it's been a kind of, I can't remember now. But, oh, Wedding Business Guide members, if you are listening, I did post the demo video of a sample welcome kit. So if you haven't gone into the members area, you can see it's about a 5-minute video and I show you a sample of one of the welcome kits that I do for my clients. So check that out. And if you are on the fence or thinking that you want to sort of go into the direction of starting your own wedding planning business, then please check out Wedding Business Guide and see if that's the resource for you. Okay. All right. Well, I'm so sorry about the chat. I don't know what went wrong, and I thought I had all my ducks lined up in a row, as it were. And crazy. And for those of you that made it on, see, and this is what I don't understand. There are some people in the chat in Confetti, on Confetti Live. So if you go to Confetti Live right now and you refresh the screen, there's still no chat there. Can someone check? Because I don't know what I did wrong on this end. No? I don't know. You just tried and nothing? Nothing. Okay. Well, Lun Ray, if I'm saying your name correctly, Bello, you're the lone person in the chat room. Welcome. And I apologize. I'll have to see what's going on and see what I did incorrectly. I would love to blame chat roll, but I don't know. Okay. All right. So as usual, you have just listened to another episode of Confetti, the Wedding Planning Business Talk Show. My name is Debbie Quain. Please join me for our next live episode on Tuesday, March the 12th at 8 p.m. And if you know someone else who is in the wedding planning business or thinking about getting into the wedding planning business, please direct them to confettiradio.com and let someone else know about this resource. Okay. As always, love and success. Have a fantastic evening and the rest of the next 7 days until we talk again. Take care.